We played well as a team, especially bouncing back after a tough loss last night, and come back and beat the world champs is big for us and our confidence.
You guys go small the majority of the game, and yet 25 offensive rebounds to 4, 55-28 overall. What was the key to that?
Just being aggressive. We had to understand we had to get the ball to Yale, and they were doing a lot of trapping and scrambling, and sometimes it leaves us good opportunities to get offensive boards, and that was just our whole game plan, basically. It wasn't that we rolled up before the game. It was just something that we kind of did on the fly, and it worked.
Well, the guys calling you an inspiration tonight. You know what?
Is that the word?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels good. The first four games, I wasn't playing up to my ability where I didn't know I could play at, and I was telling the guys I've been pressing a little bit. I'm just happy to have an okay game tonight, and hopefully we can continue to build as a team.
Sunday, you have good games against San Antonio. You've had some in the past in the playoffs. And just
my confidence, I play good against everybody. I got to just play good every night, not just to get hype for the world champion. I got to get hype for the teams that's at the bottom two and everyone in between. So this is up to me to have consistency and try to be a consistent contributor to his team.
What do you think about the leader on rebound on the team?
When yeah, I'm so much bigger than Yale. I can just go up there and get the work. Yeah, definitely. I mean, Coach, it's probably one of my first few coaches to really just understand me, just let me go out there and be myself and don't have to worry about looking over my shoulder all the time. We have a great bunch of guys that really just pull for each other, and that's what it's all about, the whole team as a whole, not just one or two guys, because they're better than everybody else, just everybody on an even keel out for the same goal.